So we know from what Bilaam ended up blessing the Jews. You see what he wanted to curse the Jews. So one of the Torah, all of the Amudim of the Torah have Vavs. They all start with Vavs. That's what they're called, Vavei HaAmudim. In other words, why? Because when Moshe was giving accounting of all of the precious metals that were donated to the Beis HaMikdash, he forgot the hooks. And that's what that was used for. And so every one of the hooks, so Moshe was reminded by looking in the Torah that each one was a vav. But there's six tops of six amudim that are not vavs. And one of them that's base, yod hey, shin mem and vav. So of course Bresh is bara, the Torah begins with a base. And here the mem is matov alacha Yaakov. How goodly are they tents, O Jacob. So we see from this bracha, quote-unquote bracha, that Bilaam HaRasha wanted to give. What did he want to curse? He wanted to curse the Jewish families. He understood that families were the building blocks of the Jewish people. And as a result, he figured if he'd curse their families, he would succeed in destroying the Jewish people. And actually, what happened by Balpor was a result of this. But what would he find so appealing in the Jewish tents? It was tznius. In other words, no door of each tent opened up into the other door. They were all returned. So nobody would look in to see anybody else's business. Now, if you want to know what's going to destroy a family more than anybody else, it's somebody mishing around in somebody else's business. Somebody else telling them, whether it's in-laws against the children against the in-laws. You see so many terrible things going on in society today because it's lacking the Hatznei Lecha Simelo Kecha, the walking humbly with a Kodesh Baruch Hu. And of course, that tznius, that humbleness, that humility, of course, is one of the hallmarks of Moshe's Anivus. So the Torah is demarking, as it were, for us, things that they want us to really get our attention. So it's what Bilaam was trying to do. He's trying to curse the sanctity of the Jewish family, that every Jewish home has to be like a miniature shul, that we see all of the holiness that we see in a shul, whether it's the light, the Ner Tamid burning all the time, the Shabbos, the bracha on the dough on Shabbos, whether we see, the three brachas that we give on Shabbos, the brachas we give our daughters. But again, the same thing, the shulchan, the mizbeach, the suffering of every Jewish home, or the willingness to sacrifice for every Jewish home, and the light of Torah which goes from week to week. These are the things that Bilaam was trying to destroy. He was trying to destroy the fact that every Jewish home is a sanctuary and every Jewish home has to be a place where God can reside. And this is what we have to redouble our efforts for, because we see that this curse that Bilaam is trying to curse the Jewish people, this idea is destructive of the Jewish people to this very day. So we have to remind ourselves of that, work against Bilaam, what Bilaam wanted to do, and build our Jewish homes and build our Jewish people so we'll return to the Beis HaMikdash with the Kodesh Baruch Hu and the bracha of a Kodesh Baruch Hu on all mankind.